KXCO, 1230 AM, W255 DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's a potential disaster in the making. Category 3 Hurricane Melissa is pounding the Dominican Republic, parts of Haiti and Cuba, and Jamaica with torrential rain and threatening to cause catastrophic flooding. This woman is in Jamaica.
Where I live, I'm fine, but I'm thinking about the persons who live in the flood-prone areas because this hurricane is moving so slowly. It's not going to just come and move on. It is going to really, and I hear it's what, 25 inches of rain we are expecting here. We're going to be totally flooded.
Forecasters say Melissa could further strengthen into a Category 5 storm. President Trump began his five-day trip to Asia with a visit to Malaysia. He attended a ceremony where Thailand and Cambodia signed an expanded ceasefire.
It really is a true pleasure to be back with all of you in Southeast Asia. Stability, prosperity, and peace for all of the countries in this room and long beyond this room.
The agreement follows Trump's threats of economic pressure, which helped stop skirmishes along the two countries' disputed border earlier this year. On Monday, the president meets the new prime minister in Japan. Wednesday and Thursday, he'll be in South Korea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. At least seven people were shot, one fatally, just after 9 o'clock last night at Lincoln University, about 50 miles from Philadelphia. It happened during the historically black school's homecoming weekend.
This is a devastating night in southern Chester County at Lincoln University.
Chester County DA Christopher DeBarina Sarobi.
We have detained one person. That person was in possession of a firearm.
The one-time Democratic nominee for president says she's not done with politics. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris mused about her political future and another presidential run in an interview with CBS's news partner, the BBC. She touched on the possibility of a woman being in the White House one day and was asked about her grandnieces.
When are they going to see a woman in charge in the White House?
In their lifetime, for sure.
Could it be you? Possibly.
She said warnings she made about President Trump on the campaign trail had been proved right, calling him a tyrant.
She was the comforting mom in the TV shows Lassie and Lost in Space.
Here, Lassie. Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
June Lockhart's family says she died at her home in Santa Monica, California, Thursday of natural causes. She was 100 years old. Russia, as it has done for decades, continues to grapple with a shrinking and aging population. Despite cash incentives and family-friendly policies, the country is now recording more deaths than births. Experts blame economic uncertainty and restrictions on immigration. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Real news, great conversation, right to your inbox. Subscribe to WXCO's newsletter and never miss the stories right here in Wausau.
Reminiscing with Rogers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. In the lead-up to the Sunday night football game between the Packers and Steelers, I had a chance to ask Aaron Rodgers about a funny photo of him in the back of a red pickup truck holding up a case of beer on their way back to the stadium one day. He talked about that and his days in the golf cart with David Bakhtiari.
You got unmuted, Mike.
What was happening that day, and talk about some of those times that maybe weren't so public.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly whose vehicle that was, but there was like a bunch of cases of beer in the back. So, you know, you guys would always take that walk back, and whether I was riding in the back of a truck or riding on that silly golf cart that D-Bog gave me, we were always messing around, having a good time. Those are some of the shenanigans and pranks. It got so crazy, some of the pranks they were pulling, that Mike at one point said, you know, cut that shit out, no more of that stuff, because they were doing some wild stuff.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Don't miss any of the stories that impact your life. Catch WXCO's local news roundup in podcast form. Go to WXCO.fm to subscribe.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly sunny for today. A high in the upper 50s. A mostly clear sky tonight. Low in the mid 30s. And more sun on Monday. A high in the mid 50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right now it's 33.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about how the 2026 campaigns already feature several candidates hostile to the majority of voters who support women's health care rights.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cindy Greening is with Chippewa Valley Indivisible. Maybe I missed the meeting notices. Have you been to these Antifa meetings, and did you get your George Soros check and I just missed it? I get a feeling this is more like regular Americans than paid agitators.
Nobody's getting paid. They're there out of their commitment and love for this country. We want to stand for it, bring back the values where everyone is taken care of and included.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, people. Is it too weird if I say couch potatoes?
I don't think so.
Do you think some people are proud to be actual couch potatoes?
I do.
Or do you think they think I'm taking liberties with their, like, I'm calling them TV watchers? I would be proud of that. I love color television.
I'm proud of it.
All right. Very cool. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Conrad working the board. Chris Mays is here in studio. We're going to talk some Dinner Detective. That is coming up in just a minute. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite after bar food? And we've heard some pretty good. We got to catch up on some texts, but we've had a lot of breakfast was one. I was surprised we didn't hear that earlier. We did hear that late in hour two, but we'll read some of your texts coming up here too. I gave everybody a great movie recommendation. It's kind of violent, but it's mostly just like total badass, and it's called Revenge. You can stream it if you got a Roku search, check it out. And it's a French film, and I believe there were subtitles, but it is outstanding. Sometimes I'm in the mood for subtitles and sometimes I'm not.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Rocker will be here tonight filling in for Terry Barr. He is her Max Inc. radio co-host on WMDX in Madison. You can also listen to that great show that's on every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. On the app at civicmedia.us. But Terry is our Wisconsin music expert, and Rocker will fill in tonight, and he always does a great job. Jim from Appleton in the 920 says, the best post-bar food was the Hungry Bull in Menasha, Wisconsin. They had a full menu. There were omelets. Their omelets were the best. Sadly, they closed a few years ago. Well, luckily, there's never usually a shortage of bar food. You can always find sliders or fast food or whatever. Thank you, Jim. Bridget in the 818 says, pizza, with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Conrad, could be a, you guys can get together for some pizza.
Conrad.
You know what I bought at Aldi the other day? They had this thin crust bacon pizza, and it looked like it was like, barely had sauce or cheese on it and little bits of bacon all over it. And I bought it.
Yeah. For some sweet savings, though.
Yeah. Sweet savings and flavor country, let's be honest, because it's a beautiful looking pizza. And I didn't eat it because I'm on kind of this program, which only allows me to have one frozen bacon pizza.
You had to stare at it. That makes you feel good about yourself.
I am taking that thing down this weekend, though. No question about that. Mark from Prairie to Sac, he's in the 608, says, on the pilot of the spy comedy series, Chuck. Adam Baldwin, in his role of spy John Casey, suggested he was thinking of having pancakes after he took care, in quotes, of Chuck, who just had the intersect loaded in his head, and Sarah Walker, the CIA spy that decided to save Chuck. Fun ensued when the three dad to rush off to defuse a bomb planted to kill a general. The kicker porn helped save the day. I have no idea what.
Wow. There's a lot going on.
Speaking of subtitles. Yes. Mark.
Yeah, I need some AI, maybe.
Help us out with the end of that one, Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
I was starting to lose me, and then he said the word porn, and then I kind of rallied there at the end.
I saw your eyes perk up. Yeah, I saw it.
So help us out, Mark. We'll clarify that text. All right. Chris Mays is here. He is the producer of Dinner Detective. Let's get right into this, Chris, because I know you did shows. The first time I heard about this in downtown Green Bay here, I think you guys were over at the Hyatt. Mm-hmm. There is a wonderful young woman here who makes a great salad right down the street at the Fresh Kind. Her name is Kayla Miller.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And she is...
She's in my cast.
Yeah. So I knew about you. Then it came up in conversation there, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I would love sometime to have... You know, you and a few people, if you ever want to do a demonstration here, I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah, we could play a game or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've heard a little bit from Kayla, and then you and I have talked a little bit about it. I've never been to one. Tell people what they can expect when they go to one of these cool Dinner Detective events.
So the Dinner Detective, yeah, it's produced by Clearly Confused Entertainment. Unfortunately, I did not start the company, but I am involved on the corporate entity. Yeah. It was started by a gentleman named Scott O'Brien. Scott worked in episodic television in Hollywood. And he worked for a very prominent executive producer who had did a lot of law and crime type shows. So he went to a murder mystery in
David
L.A.
Kelly.
Maybe.
Well, you can't say his name? Why is that top secret?
I don't know. No, I can. Yeah, David E. Kelly. Yeah. And then so Scott gets tickets through his wife to go see a murder mystery 21 years ago.
Oh, wow.
They go to this murder mystery in California, and Scott's watching it. Now, immersion... And interactive theater was very popular then. So he's watching this and thinking, well, we can do something different. So he gets these true crime cases because they have access to all this stuff. Comes up with the first script, and they launch it at a restaurant in Southern California. It becomes this cult classic kind of thing. Everybody's talking about it. Starts spreading throughout California. And then finally they start taking it nationwide. So they went to different areas. It's where you have three in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay. We're still at the Hyatt. We just signed for another year there.
Sweet.
And it's a 3-hour, 4-act, as I said, interactive experience. So it's all set in real time, present day. So it's not anybody dressed up in like zoot suits and 1920s gangster type world.
Bummer.
Nine. So the idea is the guests come in, they know they're going to play a game. And we tell them that at the beginning because games have different things. They have tools. They have boards, whatever. They have winners, and they have...
Losers.
No, prizes.
Oh, prizes.
Pete, that is so terrible of you to call people losers.
I
know you are, but...
prizes are better, though.
So you get the sense, right? Yeah. So then all of a sudden, though, this other thing happens, this death. And that changes the dynamic, and suddenly... You know, anybody in this room could be a killer. You know?
Right.
There's performers implanted. There's all these things so that nobody knows who's real and who's not. But then, so it's ultra realism versus comedy.
Right.
Clown world, because you have your detectives. And so think of your detectives. We call it Saturday Night, Law and Order meets Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
so
sweet.
In come these detectives, right? And so they do everything from the fifth dimension, right? They're really trying to solve the crime, but they go about it in very unorthodox ways, carry themselves in very unique ways. I mean, they are the law.
Yeah.
You know, so it creates mayhem. There's a script to it, naturally, because of the investigation, but also there's a lot of improv. Okay. So one of the stars of the show is actually our guests when they come, what they bring to it, how they interplay with us.
Oh, but they love that.
Yeah, so it's always unique. You know, yeah, there's going to be eventual end game that becomes, you know, we rotate the scripts about every 6 months here in Green Bay, so there's always something fresh for people to come back to.
Do you write it?
No, Scott created all this. Okay. That's why I give him creator.
Okay.
I call him the creator, whether he likes it or not. I think he does. And we're always trying to develop new storylines. But we can also bend a lot of things within the existing storylines. So, you know, so it has that true crime edge, which is very popular, and people can get into that aspect, or they can embrace the comedy, or they can just sit back and take in the whole experience as it is, while they also have a great multi-course meal. And that whole thing.
Does the person who dies get their food comped? Or is that pretend?
Well, if I told you, I might have to kill you.
Would it be funny if there was... Do you think... What are the odds, Chris, that someone in their real life has committed a murder that was part of this night? And he's like, ooh, boy, I hope that...
It could be. Wasn't there that TV show that was like a law show? It was like a Judge Judy-esque type show. And the bailiff actually ended up killing his wife in real life. So you just made don't manifest this onto the dinner.
The
second.
Names have been changed to protect innocent.
That's
Did
right.
Did you say we have a call? Who's on the phone? Tom?
Yeah, Mark from the SEC.
Oh, we need some clarity. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
Mark. Doing okay. Well, you're familiar with the show Chuck. You worked in a computer and your computer place. You're part of the nerd herd.
Yeah.
And one of the things he had to cure was this virus was out there. Well, they go rushing off to save the general. They get to the place where it's a computer hooked up to this buttload of C4 underneath there.
Buttload of C4.
The clock is ticking down, and Chuck goes to his friend Morgan calls up and had just killed Chuck's computer with downloading this virus. So Chuck goes in and shuts down the computer by downloading the Irene Demova porn virus into the computer. It shuts down the computer. Right when it clicks, clicks on one, 1 second left. So,
gotcha.
Porn saved the day.
Oh, Mark, that's awesome. And I appreciate you going the extra mile and calling us and telling us that to clarify. As I text stuff to Conrad sometimes, and he doesn't even know what I'm saying. So that was a big help. Thank you, sir. Have a great night.
Brothers.
All right, Mark from Prairie Desec.
I guess porn can save the world.
It does a lot of good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not saying it should be.
Right.
You know, Conrad watches a ton of it. I had to intervene at times, but.
Why are we eating pizza?
Not during the show, yeah.
From Aldi.
Pizza.
It all comes back together.
Sweet savings.
That's right. Sweet something.
Big savings, yeah. A little
savings.
A group thing going on. I don't know.
Emphasis on big.
Nick from the 608 says, jerk chicken. Oh, this just keeps getting better and better. Fried plantains, beans, and red rice. Mm. Breadfruit, and then a key in Jamaica, of course. But here, burgers or taco. Oh, boy, that's a big. He sounded so excited when he was texting about the jerk chicken and the plantains.
That does sound really good.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Just some burgers and whatever.
I've done that. Like, when I come home from the bar, seriously, like, I've cooked.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not hammered or anything. This is years ago, but I'll make like a big thing of pasta with some garlic and like, you know, or like burgers, or I'll put chicken on the grill or something. I don't do that very often.
I found I did that when I lived in Vegas because that there you can go at 2 a.m. and get a steak or something.
Yeah.
So coming home to cook at like 2 a.m. doesn't seem so out of place, you know?
Great point.
Peshtigo, it's very quiet. So
oh, you're
in
not
there
finding
pots and things, you know.
You're not finding anything in Peshtigo.
The deer are freaking out.
2 a.m.
No.
That's the voice of Chris Mays. He is the director of Dinner Detective here in Green Bay. You can check that out. Where can people get some more information, Chris?
They can go to thedinnerdetective.com/green-bay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And how often do you do them?
It depends. We do them on select Saturdays.
Okay.
We also offer private events. So if you have a business or a civic group or some kind of organization that would like to have us do a performance for you at the Hyatt, or we can bring it to you. We did one a couple years back on the roof of Titletown.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we've done them in mansions with koi ponds in the middle of the performing space. So it's, you know, it's very durable, very flexible. So there's a lot of ways to enjoy the dinner.
And the food is good. You're not serving bologna sandwiches good stuff.
Appetizer, they get salad, bread, they get their choice of three different entrees, and a fantastic dessert.
I love it.
Yeah.
This has been fun. Thank you for coming in. Before we let you go, are you watching anything on TV that you could recommend, like a good binge watch or something?
You know, I've gone a little retro recently because one show that I did not watch that now I'm starting to get into is Mr. Robot. Did you ever watch that show with that Rami
Malek? Yeah, Malek. I watched a few episodes of that, and it grabbed me. And then I thought, I don't know, I went away from it for some reason, but it did hook me right away.
I think it's my surreal kind of existential mentality too, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I, of course, I also watched The Only Murders in the Building on Hulu. Love that because anything true crime and stuff like that, you know. But I'm definitely into series more in recent times because I've been thinking about that. You know, I did see. I don't know if you saw. Did you see the film Sinners?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I love that.
Love Sinners. Yeah. Sinners, and I just saw One Battle After Another a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Those two are my two favorite. I think I would give the edge to One Battle just because it's like you're... But Sinners was amazing in all aspects, the costumes and the writing and that. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it had this kind of grounded realism, but then fantastical too at the same time.
So. Real quick, we got to get out of here. Do you have a website? If you already said it, I apologize.
Well,
but give it to
I'll just pitch a few different things. Studio170.net will tell you all about our performing arts school.
My nonprofit is atlastheater.net if you want to learn more and donate, because we'll always take donations. And then, of course, come on out and see Sweeney Todd out at Forest Hills. Support the arts here in the community. And that's forestin.org.
Outstanding. Chris Mays, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks,
Best
Pete.
Of luck. Break a leg.
Appreciate it.
All right, we're coming right back on Nightlight to read your texts. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Old Falls Radio, WXCO.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
Yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Oh, man. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight, our question of the night. What is the best after bar food? I would imagine, Con, that since where we live and how popular cocktails, beer, alcohol is in this state, it would be just, we have to be the king of after bars as well. After bar food, I would imagine. So I was not surprised this is a popular question. John from the 608 says, Peter, are you reading the room? Conrad sounded a little down.
I was sad about the camera, you know, but I got it to work.
That was the beginning of the show. Yeah, okay. Well, that's very sweet of you, John. Looking out for the K-Man. Appreciate that, sir. Edward in the 414 says, a greasy Chicago-style Italian beef sandwich with peppers on a hoagie, on hoagie bread. Edward, yeah, the Ganella bread. Edward, it's got to be Ganella bread and dunked. If I was in my 20s right now, Con, I would probably, not probably, but I've done crazier stuff, drive to Chicago and get an Italian beef sandwich, and just to say I did it. Maybe not from Green Bay. I would do it from Milwaukee, though.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's like a three-hour drive to, you know, Chicago from here, so.
Yeah, it's a healthy drive, but the rewards are Italian beef sandwich. Tom from New Berlin says, after bar food, three things, grease, and something with grease, and the third thing is hamburger with grease.
Nice.
Yeah, what's your point, Tom? That's what we're doing here, right? Thank you, sir. Melissa from Willie Street in the 608 says, any greasy spoon that serves breakfast. Oh, to be young again. I could not agree more, Melissa. And I've been to George Webb. I've done that in the middle of the night.
I have done that as well.
So breakfast is becoming more popular here. Thank you, Melissa. We have a phone call?
Yes, we do.
Who do we have?
Ollie from the North Woods.
It's a food question, Ollie. I was starting to get nervous.
You might have known, huh?
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Well, I would say the best thing to have would be get an Uber. If you're drinking, get yourself an Uber and get on through a drive-through, or go home and get a pizza. Because my parents owned a restaurant, and inevitably, the drunks would wait until the bar closed, and then they would want their food to be ready 2 minutes after they walked in the door. And one night I had, I was like in my early 20s, a table probably 8-10 people, and they were the most obnoxious people there was. They were throwing the dinner rolls and the relish tray because through the kitchen door, yelling at the cook, why is it taking so long? And I finally had enough, and I gave them what for. My knees were shaken, by the time I was done, I was crying, and I knew that my dad was going to fire me when he heard.
Whoa. You know what? Conrad, I want to go there right now and beat people up on Ollie's behalf. When yes. someone makes my Ollie cry, I take offense to that.
Well, I've gotten a little thicker skin these days.
Yeah, it seems like it.
But I was really worried that I was going to get fired. But by the time that I gave them all what for, there was a huge tip left on their table.
Oh, nice.
So if they're listening to the radio, they know who they are.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you very much, Ollie. Have a great night.
And you know what? I have one other quick story.
Sure.
You were talking about going to Chicago to get a sandwich.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the old MASH thing where they order the ribs.
Oh, yeah.
And sauce. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that one, yeah.
So they ordered the ribs and sauce, and they said, oh, you forgot the coleslaw.
Yeah, I'm not that patient. I'm not ordering through the mail. Thanks so much, Ollie. Have a great night.
All right.
Oh, that's
bye-bye.
Fantastic. I love it. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, ditto with tacos. Tacos Bravos from Taco John's. Oh, I forgot about Taco John's.
I have never had Taco John's, I think.
I had it years ago. It was good. Also, Terry Barr is currently lost in the corn maze. Can't make the show. How does Tyler know that?
Maybe they're close friends.
Maybe it's a dinner detective type thing. Paula, that's Conrad's mom, says, after bar, I'm not fussy. It could be pizza, tacos, burgers, or chips and dip.
Ooh, chips and dip after is actually
pretty good.
Really good.
You ever do that? You ever just mow a bag of chips?
Oh, yeah,
with
easily.
Nothing else. Just like all the Doritos.
Doritos,
like
12,000
calories of just salt. John in the 608 says, big country breakfast at the Landmark in Freeport, Illinois. 3 pounds of breakfast, and after I blended it into a haystack, oh, wow. That's onion rings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a dream meal. Then afterwards, race home before the Cinderella comet overtakes me. Thank you, John Murray. Conrad's dad says, back in the day, growing up in the Wisconsin Dells area, the best place to go after the bar closed was going to Country Kitchen and ordering their famous country skillet. Yeah, that sounds like good after bar food. If my friends and I were partying in Madtown, the best after bar food was a gyro and fries and Coke on State Street, Parthenon. Great deal at $4.95. Steve, I don't know if you know this, and I totally agree with you, by the way. I've been there a few times myself, but they close now like at 10 or something like that. It's not open late anymore. And, I mean, it's probably for the better for the owners, but it probably cost them a lot of money because they were packed. John says they stayed open until 4 and served nonstop drunks all night long. Bless them all. I think he's talking about the place in Freeport. Yeah, awesome stuff. Keep those texts coming, folks. You can still get in on the fun. What is your favorite after bar food? That's what we're talking about tonight. And when we come back, it is a bar band Friday night. And Terry Barr has summoned her pal, Rocker, who will be filling in for her. And he is going to give us the lowdown on all things Wisconsin music. Coming up next, it's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air.
From the River District to the Capitol in Madison, WXCO is where Wisconsin turns for real news and great conversation. WXCO.fm.
CBS News Brief, the BBC is quoting French media reports that say two people have been arrested in the heist of jewels from the Louvre in Paris. Category 4 Hurricane Melissa is bringing torrential rain to the Dominican Republic, parts of Haiti and Cuba, and Jamaica. This woman lives in Jamaica.
This hurricane is moving so slowly. It's not going to just come and move on. And I hear it's, what, 25 inches of rain. We are expecting here we're going to be totally flooded.
President Trump has arrived in Malaysia, first stop on his five-day visit to Asia.
Southeast Asia, stability, prosperity, and peace for all of the countries in this room and long beyond this room.
Tomorrow, the president will be in Japan to meet the country's first woman prime minister. She was the beloved mother in the TV shows Lassie and Lost in Space.
Here, Lassie. Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
June Lockhart has died. She was 100 years old. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Reminiscing with Rodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. In the lead-up to the Sunday night football game between the Packers and Steelers, I had a chance to ask Aaron Rodgers about a funny photo of him in the back of a red pickup truck holding up a case of beer on their way back to the stadium one day. He talked about that and his days in the golf cart with David Bakhtiari.
You got unmuted, Mike.
What was happening that day, and talk about some of those times that maybe weren't so public.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly whose vehicle that was, but there was like a bunch of cases of beer in the back. So, you know, you guys would always take that walk back, and whether I was riding in the back of a truck or riding on that silly golf cart that D-Bog gave me, we were always messing around, having a good time. Those are some of the shenanigans and pranks. It got so crazy, some of the pranks they were pulling, that Mike at one point said, you know, cut that shit out, no more of that stuff, because they were doing some wild stuff.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Some of you might remember Jeremy Renner from the less popular Bourne movie. It was pretty subpar, although not entirely his fault. In 2023, on New Year's Day, the mayor of Kingstown actor was seriously injured after saving his nephew from being crushed by a 14,000-pound snowplow. The Hurt Locker star had 30 broken bones, including 14 broken ribs, a spinal fracture, a broken tibia, a punctured lung, a sliced liver, a broken and dislocated collarbone, and a major head laceration. Season 4 of yet another Taylor Sheridan show, The Mayor of Kingstown, drops October 26th on Paramount. This is the age of the re-release, and you can add Wedding Crashers to the list of films that you can see soon on the big screen. The Owen Wilson Vince Vaughn comedy celebrates its 20th anniversary by heading back to theaters. Warner Brothers says the film will hit theaters again December 4th and 11th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Over the air and on the web, WXCO is your home for real news and great conversation for Wausau. Learn more at WXCO.fm.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly sunny for today, a high in the upper 50s. A mostly clear sky tonight, low in the mid-30s. And more sun on Monday, a high in the mid-50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right now it's 33.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by the chief economist for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. We talk about the shutdown status and what challenges Americans face with the removal of the ACA subsidies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Peach Wabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. All right. One of my favorite times of the week, Bar Band Friday night here. And it doesn't even matter. Terry Barr, we love her so much. But even when she's not here, we are in good hands because we are joined by our other Wisconsin music expert and Max Inc. Radio co-host, the award-winning music show here at Civic Media on WMDX. It is on every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. And if you don't live in the Madison area, check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. One half of this great team is here right now. Rocker, how you doing, buddy?
What's happening, Pete?
Not too much.
Thanks for having me, man.
As always, it's our pleasure, and thank you for filling in. I have to ask you, you probably are a picture of health now after your recent issues. I'm sure you're very healthy, but did you ever go through a time where you were chowing food after the bars? Do you have a favorite 2 a.m. snack?
There's one that I still love right now in Madison, and it's called Paul's Pelmeni. Oh. And Pelmeni is a Russian dumpling. And they're either filled with kind of like this beef or a potato. And then you order the dumplings, either one, the other, or as a combo. And it has some curry and some seasonings to it. And you get it with Russian rye bread. And it hits the spot.
Fills you up. That sounds like way too sophisticated of a meal, though, for 2 a.m. That sounds pretty good.
And the guy that owns it, well, he's in a band. He's in the Madtown Manish Boys. Blues band, which we're going to actually hear from tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's jump right in. You always have a lot of material for us, and we totally appreciate that. So let's jump in. What do you got tonight, buddy?
Well, you know, on a quick note, I thought I'd give you a little note about Max Inc. Radio, right?
Yeah.
So Max Inc. Radio is actually the radio part of what was Maximum Inc. Music Magazine, which I distributed around the entire state of Wisconsin, all the way up to Green Bay, all over Wisconsin for 27 years, from 1996 all the way until the lockdowns of the pandemic.
Wow.
And after the pandemic, we were kind of already doing radio, and it just didn't make sense to bring back the print magazine. But just so you know, you have a little background of where the Max Inc. name comes from.
I did know that, but I'm glad that you reminded us, because I kind of forgot that, you know, but I did hear the story at one point, so that's great.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see. You know, tonight I was going to tell you that you can find our podcast also on Spotify and Apple Music. Okay. And, of course, civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. And this week on Max Inc. Radio, Terry and myself are off. It's actually my 28th anniversary with my wife, Alice.
Oh, congrats.
And so we're going to be celebrating that. Rob Roberts is going to be in spinning local Wisconsin-made music. And remember, you can listen to the podcast, of course, civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. And for those bands that are out there listening also, we play local music. And if you'd like to submit your MP3 to us, send to music@civicmedia.us. That's music@civicmedia.us. And the same if you'd be interested in playing live in our studio.
So much fun.
Speaking of playing live in our studio, just 2 weeks ago, we had this guy, Robbie Sender. He's from Milwaukee. He's a Milwaukee singer-songwriter, and he had an amazing performance in our studio, and he has a hero story of drug addiction and later redemption. It was completely inspiring, and of course, you can hear that on Spotify or Apple Music. Let's check this out. This is recorded right down at WMDX in Madison. This is Robbie Sender. This song is called 10 Feet Tall.
All right.
Yeah, I found lightning in the bottle. Thunder follows everywhere she goes. She got me running around on rooftops. Got me bouncing off the wall. I only stand at 5'8", but today I'm 10 feet tall. The way my down to stay with your lightning in the bottle. Thunder follows everywhere you go. You got me running around on rooftops, got me bouncing off the walls. I only stand at 5'8", but today I'm 10 feet tall. I only stand at 5'8", but today I'm 10 feet tall.
I love that. That's great. Robbie Sender.
Great song.
Yeah.
Robbie Sender from Milwaukee. Look him up. It's R-O-B-B-I-E, Robbie Sender.
Hey, I have a quick question for you, Rocker. All the music you guys bring every Friday, whether it's you or Terry, it's so good, and there are people I have never heard of. Is that sort of discouraging? And honest to God, like, because we have so much great talent here. There's so many great musicians and bands. Are there enough stages? Are there not enough stages? Like, what do you think?
You know, I think that here in Wisconsin, we are drunk on local original music all over the state, really. Madison and Milwaukee are, you know, really huge scenes, you know, the Fox River Valley. And that's one of the interesting things that I think about MagSync Radio is that we play all these bands from all over the state and their original music. And there's no way that any one person can really know all the local bands. So when you listen to MagSync Radio, most of the time, everything you're hearing is new. Even if it's an old throwback, even if it's a band that's not even around anymore, it's still really going to be new to you most of the time. You know,
Great answer.
Every now and then you'll be like, oh, I know that. But
it's an interesting
dilemma. But on MagSync Radio, bands stay alive. You know, on regular radio, you're always going to hear Led Zeppelin and the Doors and all that stuff's going to live forever. But where does the local band's music go when they quit?
MagSync Radio
or whatever their end is.
Yeah. Great answer.
Exactly.
All right. Who we got next here?
Let's see. The Madtown Manish Boys. We were just talking about them. Friday, October 24th. That's tonight, 8 p.m. They're playing at the Roxy in Madison. That's 327 Gorham, right off State Street.
Yeah.
And the Madtown Manish Boys, they're like a classic blues band. They bring a fresh, authentic energy to blues and soul. The guys are great, and they just make you want to boogie. This is the Madtown Manish Boys. It's called Get Out of My Life, Woman.
Get out of my eyes, teardrops. I got to see my way around. Get out of my eyes, teardrops. I got to see my way around. Get out of my life, heartache. I got heartache by the pound.
It's so funny, like the amount of bluesy music you guys bring is baffling, because this is, I don't think people equate Wisconsin with the blues, right? Like, but we have great blues artists here.
Oh, just tons. Yeah. I mean, all over, everywhere up north, Milwaukee, Madison has a great blues scene always. And they're part of it. Manish Boys, they're, you know, younger, maybe the next generation of blues, where maybe you think of blues as really old guys with white hair, and they're much younger, and they have a world-class harmonica player. Guitar is great. Kyle Wrightley. I'm sorry. I think I got that name wrong, but they're just a fabulous band.
Yeah, that was great. Okay, so who do we have next here?
Oh, let's see. Scalloween. Let's go right to Thursday, October 30th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. It's one beer, please. Cuoca, Lowboy, and Mezcales. And so, I mean, this has got to speak for itself, right? It's ska music. One beer, please. This is Money, Money, Money.
Love it.
never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd move around and have a ball.
That was One Beer Please. Great song. Rocker is here. He is one he's one of the hosts of MaxInc Radio at WMDX, and you can find all their stuff also at civicmedia.us. A great show. He's filling in for Terry tonight, and it's great to have him. I don't know much about Ska. That was interesting. I have to admit, I'm not.
Yeah, Ska's versed. A little punky, little reggae, always a great horn section.
Yeah, that was fun.
So that's Ska. You know what? Have you ever heard of Bad Wolf?
They were a
Madison band back in, the 90s, maybe even the late 80s. And after reunion shows in 2007 and 2008, the band members, they pursued other projects for a while. Lube, Angels and Outlaws, some really popular bands. And then in April of 23, Bad Wolf reunited for a musical celebration of life for Kenny Gonzo Keith, the singer for Metal Gonz, Vinyl Thunder, and Predator. He was loved here in Madison. And the band loved playing together. They got back together. Now they are back. They've got a band. They're having a album completion party for a brand new album they're putting out that's going to be released later this year, Saturday, November 8th, at the Boulevard Lanes, 8 to 11:30 p.m., and I'll tell you, this was recorded at Megatone Studios down here in Madison. And Bad Wolf, what can you say? This is a world premiere that we had this morning on the John and Gordy show. So this is the second place. Nice. This is the title track to their new album, Dotted Line. This is Bad Wolf.
We know each and every time desire. We can make a dream come true.
That's Bad Wolf. We have Rocker here. It's a Bar Band Friday night. We are coming right back. We'll try to squeeze one. Who knows? Maybe we could do two more, Rocker. We'll see how we do. But we're going to do a really quick break, and we're coming right back on Bar Band Friday night. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, I bet you're full of pride.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. 33. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Right up there on the list of stupid. The president of the United States decided to lay off 1,000 people or so at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
They weren't laid off strategically. They were laid off haphazardly. J.D. Vance himself admitted that it's chaotic.
Nothing screams competent government like laying off the people who respond to Ebola.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Monday on the show, Dustin Mack from Appleton's History Museum at the Castle will be here. We're going to talk about Houdini, a really cool Houdini event they have coming up. And then we're going to discuss Wisconsin Dells Ghost Boat Tours with Emil Bertolot. I hope I'm saying that right. And then at 7:20 on Monday, Strategic will be here. Musician Strategic will be here performing in the studio. Great guest next week. Director Max Hay, critic Rob Thomas, filmmaker John Roach, Emerson Lehman from WBAY, and our pal Todd Michaels will be here talking paranormal stuff. Lots to come next week. Let's bang out a couple more of these texts before we get back to Rocker. John Murray says, now you've done it, Melissa, at the 608 on Willie Street. Breakfast submission. She doesn't like the cold shoulder. I read it, John. Talk her down, buddy. I bounced all over, but I got to it. Nick from Marshall, we read that one. Did I get everything else here? John Murray says, thanks so much, y'all. Very thoughtful. Much appreciated. Don't tell mama. You're safe with us, John. Thank you. Steady Eddie, closing things out on the text line, says, Pete, after bar time, I used to say to myself, Steady Eddie, step back. Put the bologna sandwich down. Put the bologna sandwich, the cheeseburger and fries, nachos, Dorito, hot Cheetos, crispy bacon, half gallon of vanilla ice cream, and those chocolate chewy milk duds down, and nobody gets hurt. Most of the time, I did not listen to myself. Now I'm old and just stay home and avoid unhealthy food, temptations fueled by alcohol. Conrad, Steady Eddie needs a hug. See what you can do.
Yeah, okay.
Give him a virtual hug.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Steady Eddie. Thank you to Chris Mays tonight, and Rocker, and all your texts and calls. Rocker, let's see if we can get one or two more. Maybe we can get through your whole list tonight. This is great stuff you're bringing us, as usual.
You know, we got another one. Horace Green from Oshkosh, totally amazing band.
Love them.
Prince grew up in Oshkosh and joined a jam band. It would be Horace Green. They're playing tonight, October 24th, in Sheboygan at Three Sheeps Brewery. October 28th in Appleton at the Stone Arch, November 8th in Milwaukee with Moonglow at the Mad Planet, and November 15th in Oshkosh, Fifth Ward Brewing Anniversary Party. Lots of chances to go see Horace Green. Now let's check out their latest single. It just came out in August. This is called Cream. This is Horace Green.
Electric heaven grabbing hold. Move your body with your soul.
That is a great song. We've had them on the show in the studio, Rock, and they are, wow. Yeah, they're so different and cool. And Prince is a great comp.
They are. They're just a great band. I've seen them live several times, and they put on a great show. Great musicians, great songwriting. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah, no, they're fun. Great band. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we can get one more in.
Let's do we'll get through all of them then, Rock. Who else? Last
we
one
got here? One more.
All right.
Madison Uphoff. We just had her on our show just last week, which you can go and find Apple and Music and Spotify and hear the interview. Marrying Wandering Melodies and Twisted Words. She's 21 years old. Madison Uphoff is a Wisconsin-born folk artist. Thursday, November 6th, she'll be at the Harmony Bar on the east side of Madison. And she has a debut album, Holding Pattern, that came out in 2024. This song is from that album. It's called Right Up to the Rind. This is Madison Uphoff.
Let's go.
You're driving with your knees. I've never felt at ease with myself where I am. Stole some eyes to cross some tears. Left bartering with wolves, praying they all once were lambs. Do you really find resolution from watching the minute hand you right up to the rind? Is it prayer that keeps you tied? Productive survival with the proof that the soreness provides. What I know is this moment is eating me alive. Fixing seams and ironing out reputation asleep, middle seat with the windows down, out of reach and highest bow, turning beat red from home.
Boy, that is a great assortment of music you have tonight, my friend. That was great.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks for supporting local music.
Always, buddy. Keep up the great work at Max Inc. And how are you doing in your fantasy? You doing okay?
Actually, I'm doing really good. I'm the number one scoring team, and I'm 5-2.
Oh, so, wow.
I'm also the number two team that had points scored against them. So it's a battle.
It's a shootout. Right? That's awesome. Have a great weekend, buddy, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, Pete.
You got it. All right, that's Rocker. Check out Max Inc. Radio if you're in the Madison area on WDMX, or check out their podcast because it is a great show, and you can check out all those podcasts on Spotify or civicmedia.us. Con, what the consensus on bologna?
Bad.
Bad, and I would say breakfast food or tacos maybe were number one for the bar food.
I'd say tacos, I feel like, is running away with it.
All right.
Because I'm going to switch my answer to tacos, too. I'm not going to lie.
I could mouse some street tacos
right now.
Not even drunk. I could change that, too. All right, folks, we are going to get out of here and enjoy our weekends. Hope you do, too. We will be back Monday to do this all over again. It's just around the corner. Don't despair. We'll be back soon. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin this morning with breaking news. French media report two men suspected of stealing some of France's crown jewels in a daring heist at the Louvre in Paris a week ago were arrested last night. A Parisian newspaper says the two live in a Paris suburb. One of them was preparing to board a flight from Paris to Algeria. The jewels were stolen by four thieves who used power tools to break into the museum. Last night, French media reported Louvre officials have now moved some of the museum's other jewels into safekeeping. CBS's Haley Ott has more on that from the Foreign Desk in London.
The jewels were moved from the Louvre's Apollo Gallery, according to French radio, the scene of Sunday's robbery, escorted by police to the nearby Bank of France, which also stores the country's gold reserves in a massive vault 88 feet below ground.
President Trump is in Malaysia. That's the